a push to make internet addiction a recognized mental illness. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. Some psychiatrists have been pushing to have internet addiction officially classified in the Diagnostic Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders. The DSM, as it's called, is published by the American Psychiatric Association, and it's important because it provides a common language for therapists, researchers, drug companies, health insurers, and policymakers. An editorial in Psychology Today magazine argues against internet addiction making it into the DSM. New York City clinical psychologist Todd Essig wrote that editorial. He says the research is lacking.
The fact that people are really suffering from compulsive and excessive internet use is clear to any clinician who works in the area. But to characterize that as an addiction is going to require a fair amount of research, which really isn't available. And despite the pressure from people who are kind of promulgating this particular disorder, I really don't think it will eventually get in because the research just won't be there.
What else is wrong with classifying heavy internet use as addiction?
The other problem is the way it undermines freedom and responsibility. It pretty much says if you do something too much, in fact so much that it kind of interferes with your life, it's an addiction. And that kind of, I think, undermines how we've traditionally thought about what it means to be a person. The second area is that diagnosis only matters if it leads to treatment. You diagnose something because you want to be able to treat it. And calling problematic and excessive and compulsive internet use an addiction is going to narrow treatment options. It's going to throw people into an addictive treatment strategy for how they're going to be approaching those problems. And while that clearly does work for some people some of the time, there are also people for whom it just wouldn't be appropriate to address problematic and excessive internet use as an addiction. I work with people in my practice who on the surface would be called internet addicts if there was such a thing, which I don't think there is. But by treating the underlying depression, the underlying anxiety, the fears, and the need to kind of avoid life and kind of hide in their dorm rooms or in their apartments, you're able to kind of address the behavior. So I think that the real problem with calling something an internet addiction is that it kind of narrows treatment options, and it will be sending people, kind of funneling people into an addictive kind of treatment strategy when that isn't always the best course of action.
Why is there a push to make internet overuse an addiction by some people? Is it, I don't want to cast aspersions on your profession, but if you make it an addiction, can you make more money treating people by calling it an addiction?
There are well-meaning, solid, ethical researchers and clinicians who are pushing for it because they genuinely think it's the best way to go. And those people should not at all be called into question. At the same time, I think there are people who are starting to kind of market these kind of internet addiction camps and various kinds of recovery programs for internet addiction. And for them, legitimizing their approach with a diagnosis would clearly be something in their financial interest.
Todd Essig is a clinical psychologist in New York City. The American Psychiatric Association is also considering adding gambling addiction to the DSM, and that looks more likely to make it in than internet addiction. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.